Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill.
Hello everyone, I hope you're well, and if not, I got you, at least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill, and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. I'm coming to you a little bit tired. I don't know why. Could be my own immune condition, could be just, you know, I didn't sleep the best, but that is okay. I'm taking it as it comes. I had a beautiful morning helping some clients, and now just doing some podcast work and getting some content, getting a cool challenge actually out towards you guys, but doing it in a way that is suiting where I am at, like emotionally, mentally, physically at the moment. And yeah, it's been good. It's so nice to live this way, by the way, not to brag, to just be self-compassionate and be like, all right, a few more things I wanted to get done today, but it's not going to happen because I am running a little slower than usual. And I know how that serves me, that slowing down, which I should do a kind of revamp episode on, because I am seeing such a common theme actually with my clients at the moment, which is just wanting to go like full steam ahead and like completely burning out. So anyway, that is not the topic of today's episode. And as always, I'm still figuring out the title for this one, but I want to talk about how you keep finding and getting yourself into really like shit jobs. It's like it doesn't stop following you, right? And what I actually wanted to call this was, are you reliving your own trauma at work, right? Which I think is the key here, but I don't think that resonates with everyone, because I think what you keep doing is you're just sitting there wondering, why do I keep getting myself in these situations? Have a job, it starts off really good, it ends up turning into complete shit, I'm burnt out, and then I go find a new job, and then the same cycle happens. Like, you might be just sitting there looking back at your whole career wondering, when is this going to end? And probably like, yeah, this is just corporate, right? Things turn to shit happens, and I just need to leave and move to a new place. But yet, is there just a little part of you that's sitting there kind of like, but why does it keep happening though? Like, how is it that other people are being here for like years and decades, but not me? And I'm moving, you know, every few years or so. Like, maybe for you, it starts off just really slowly, small little things. Like, you know, you start working back a little bit, you know, an hour or two, and just starts creeping up. And then all of a sudden you're working back really late into the night. You're coming home absolutely exhausted. You are hoping and telling yourself that, oh my God, it's fine. It's just a really hard project we have on, but it doesn't stop. Like, it maybe stops for a little bit and then it just starts again. And you're already burnt out and kind of over it in this deflated mood. Not only that, but there are like workplace crap happening around you. Maybe there are restructures, like people and stakeholders, it feels icky. You don't feel like you're in the right fit right now. You feel like you're in almost like a corporate kind of minefield when it comes to people. You don't feel like you fit in anymore. And you will just start to see how the only way to explain it is it's just shit. You start just seeing the shit in your job. You just start focusing on it. The processes, it's too complicated. You can't get things done. There's too much expected of you. We never have enough headcount. You're asking for resources. Nothing ever changes. This sucks. It's terrible. And all you want to do is like you go home and every now and again you start looking on LinkedIn. Maybe something like just shit. I keep using that word here. But I use this because a client was using this with me the other day. She's just like, I just keep seeing shit. Like, it's just, I keep seeing how crap this job is and I am just sick of it. And I keep doing the same thing. Like, I'll leave and the same thing will happen. And we were going through an exercise where I was getting her to write out everything like in detail that had happened across her career. And oh my God, so clearly I could see what was happening. So clearly. And here is the good news. It's something you can change. It's something that you have control of and you can change it and you can fix it. I, funny enough, used to do this for myself and was shocked when I realized what was actually happening. And it's really common. And it's not, what frustrates me the most is that when, because I am a coach, because I have all these skills that I've mastered, when I see other people outside, like my, you know, for my clients and just in real life, this is how society treats it when we talk about like how shit our job is. All they do is agree with you. Like they'll be like, yeah, it's terrible. And then they'll tell you about your job. And then you're in this like little whirlpool of like shitting on the jobs and corporation and just everything. And you know, everything's shit. And it's just feeding off each other, just feeding off like really bad vibes. Which some of you might hate that. Sometimes I hate using that, like bad vibes, man, just not good energy coming through. But it's like the energy of just negativity is just getting, it's like you're passing a ball to each other as you're telling each other how crap your job is. And that ball is getting bigger and heavier. And it's like almost like crushing you. And then after that, you just feel even worse. You're like, ugh. What really annoys me is what it does is it normalizes this, right? It normalizes your job just being shit and complaining about it and that's expected and it's normal and to just like get over it and handle it. And what I hate about that is it makes it out like at a kind of, at like a hidden level that at the end of the day, it doesn't, like, it's not a problem. It's not actually a problem. Like, you know it's a problem. Like, you know it's annoying, but it's not enough that you would do something about it. Like, and when I say do something, I mean actually find a deep, real solution that is going to work. Because think about it. You hear, this is how I frame it, right? It's like everyone's walking around with a cold and it's a bad cold. Like you wake up tired, you have body aches, everyone's coming in and everyone's complaining about how bad this cold is. And people will do drastic things to try fix it, but no one's like, you haven't really found a solution yet that's going to work and resonate with you. You try things like, you know, like moving the job. Maybe that's, I don't know, trying like really extreme surgery to try fix this. But it just doesn't seem to work. Like what you're trying, the things that you are doing are not working. Even things that people are recommending, like it could be just going back to the real life thing that I'm giving here. It could be, you know, maybe it's like therapy. Maybe it's talking to a friend, talking to your manager. Again, shifting jobs is the most common one that I see, but it keeps happening. And when you keep getting this cough or cold, it means that it's not a real solution. And then here's the thing, we all normalize it. It's like, yeah, you just get a cough and a cold. Like that's it. You know, you just got to live with it. And then we normalize the symptoms around it, like the headaches, the sneezing, the coughing, etc. And we're just like, well, everyone else is going through this, so it's not that bad, but it is really bad. And what you're going through right now is a fucking problem. You can't keep, you're not going to like this, you can't keep shifting and changing jobs, doing the same fucking thing and expect your problem to just disappear. If it's happening multiple times and you see the same pattern, there is a problem. Now, I'll go into that problem and I'll tell you how to fix it, but I really need you to see this as it's a problem in your life and the downflow effect it has, right? So many of you tell me how you go home and you bring this to your kids, to your partner. You're so exhausted. Friday night, you shut off. And the weekends, you're dead. You have no energy. And some of you, maybe it's not that extreme, but for some of you, the opposite happens. And it's like there's this mild level of hypervigilance and anxiety that just doesn't go away. It's like fight or flight response is just not turning off and it's just looking out for it. And you're like, fuck, I only have 2 days to recover. And you give yourself that thing, you know, I only have 2 days to recover, and you put yourself under even more stress. You're trying to relax before Monday because you think if you relax then you'll be able to like handle it for Monday, and then the same thing happens and you're just running on fumes. And yet you have normalized it in your head to just be like, this is fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's not great. But it's not terrible. Like there's people who are so much more worse than me. And I'm like, look at your life right now. I'm not trying to be a dick to you, but like, I really, it's important. I say this because I let myself just keep getting worse and worse. And I could have just pulled the pin on this if I really looked at myself and said, oh my God, like this is a real problem. I keep getting really, really sick every time I start a new job, every time I get promoted or I'm put on new projects. I'm getting really unwell. And these solutions that I'm trying are not working. And the problem with being in this state of it's not terrible, but it's not great. I'm trying a few things, but like, you know, people have it shitter, etc. You know, like I should just be happy that I at least have a job. Like I shouldn't complain. It's, you know, there's inflation, there's job losses, there's redundancies and restructures. Like, you know, what am I even doing? You've given up. You're just being complacent at this point. Really. And I think I really want to speak to the people where there is a part of you. And if you're listening to this, this is a good thing because it means there's still a part of you that believes that there is hope that this can be fixed, that I can actually enjoy my freaking job. And it is possible. And I can actually find a job where I stay with that job permanently. That doesn't mean, you know, you stay there for decades. For some of you, you're like, I don't ever want to be in that situation. And I think there's two people. Some people who want to just shift and change their career, that's fine. But that's coming from a completely different energy. And like, 90% of the time, clients that I talk with, it's like, this feels like a good shift for me, for my development, where I want to go, etc. Not, I'm running away from pain in my job and I get to like drop a whole heap of mental drama when I decide that I'm going to leave or leave this job. Because think about how freeing it feels when you do put in your resignation letter and you've sorted out this new job. And think about all the amazing thoughts you have about the new job. It's going to be different. It's going to be fine. I get to start fresh. Don't need to worry about that project that's happening here because I'm going to leave. How much mental energy is just being freed up by that, right? And this is why you keep doing this. This is the escape that you have learnt that works for you. But guess what? It doesn't work if you keep ending up in the same position because you are not realizing the work patterns, the patterns in your life that are playing out that are causing you to keep, and you always will, you will keep repaying this throughout your whole career unless you're able to identify what is going on and why you're doing it, and especially how to stop it. Because the biggest problem that I see, especially when it comes to driven women who want to, you know, rise to the top, get promoted, etc. I'll just be honest, a completely strategic, tactical hat on here. You're not going to get promoted, right? Now, some of you might, and I have seen it because, you know, you've got your experience there and then you're able to shift in the new company. The problem is you need to build your brand, you need to build rapport. You're starting over in essence, which is really true because you're new. So you need to start again, build those relationships, like prove who you are, not in like a scary way, but you need to show people, hey, I'm this new person, I'm starting here, etc. You need to do all that all over again. And then it's interesting because I know when I'm talking to these women, they're wondering like, why am I not moving up? It's like, you're not staying at these companies long enough. You're just running away when it gets too much emotionally for you. And sometimes it can work and it can get you promoted into another position up, higher up. But a lot of the times you're staying at the same level and you're not moving up enough and you're not getting that time and that exposure and that experience that you need. So not only is this a real problem in your like personal home, whatever life, like I just outside, even at work, like I just don't doubt it gets to a point where you're just sitting there like, I hate this job. But also it's a real problem when it comes to your career goals. Like you're not getting promoted. You're not moving up. You're getting the notice and the recognition that you deserve. And as humans, we just love to blame external things. We really do. It makes it so much easier to look. It's also a defense mechanism. And I want you to be receptive to what I am saying here. If this is a consistent pattern that you are seeing in your life and you are constantly blaming the job and all the solutions you are given, 99% of the time is like, it's like, quit the job. And how many times, I'm sorry, I used to go to therapy all the time. And when I would talk about it, it would just be agreement with me. It would just be like, yeah, this is shit. Like, how do we get you out of that? And the pattern would just start all over again. And it's like, there's got to be a better way. There is a better way. And that better way, and I'll say it because I love it so fucking much, is in my Epic Work and Life program. It's 6 months one-on-one with me. It's an 8-step program. I help you get out of this exactly. I'm going to show you how to see these unhelpful patterns, identify it. You'll see what and why really clearly. But the thing that we work on in like, we fast track it as well. It's being able to interject it in the moment. Like in real time, you will stop remaking the same mistake over and over and causing complete havoc, not only in your life, right? Because you absolutely just hate your job and it just keeps happening over and over again. But like you'll be able to process your own mental drama, stuff that is happening around you at such a better pace. It's one of the key things that I focus on, which is like how to basically regulate your emotions. It's like getting rid of those negative emotions out of you. So in that moment, you can feel better, you can get your work done, but you are also building resilience. That is so key, right? No one really teaches you. That's the thing that I feel has been missing. No one is teaching you how to be resilient, right? To show you that you can ride these peaks and waves of real stress and get through it on the other side, because that's what's going to support you when you want to get that promotion, right? You need to go through some of the drama so you can move through it and come out the other end. And you just expand your capacity a little bit. I show you how to do that. That's going to help you earn your next raise. Link in the show notes to sign up, to book in a discovery call with me. I take you through the program. I'll show you if you are a good fit. We'll get you to a hell yes or a hell no. I really don't care. You just get clarity at the end of it. Because that is the biggest thing that when I'm working with someone on a discovery call, I get like, it's like, bravo, you've come here to the call. I don't care either way which you are, because whether it's hell yes or hell no, you just now know and you are on moving into the next step, the next direction, the next solution. You need to figure out what is a good fit for you. And if it's a hell yes, oh my fucking God, you've just found the solution to your problems. It's going to stop you from running from every single job that you have. And there's only so much that I can give you in the podcast. It's different to when you are working with me one-on-one, like I'm in your brain pushing you forward. And with that, I am going to give you some tips that are going to help you. It's going to give you some awareness and understanding of this all so you can see it for yourself. Firstly, the biggest thing as to why you are doing this, it's so interesting. Just write out your work history. And I want you to write out and be really detailed as to what was happening in that moment and like the final little thing that caused you to leave your job, right? And some of you, like, seriously, do what I'm telling you to do. Do the fucking homework that I'm giving you on this podcast. It's really important because I have some people on discovery calls who it wasn't till like the fourth time that they were, you know, listening to me. They're like, yeah, then I decided to do this and I saw how powerful it was. And I'm like, no shit. Like it's helpful. Very helpful what I give you. And I want you to start identifying patterns. And I want you to ask yourself, what did you experience that created insecurity for you? I'm going to say that again. What did you experience in those key moments just before you're about to leave that created insecurity, a lack of safety in you that caused you to leave? That is your why. And is it a consistent theme throughout? Guys, awareness is so freaking powerful. Because then what's going to happen is when this starts coming back, and you start to notice it, you can start to see, oh, these are all those thoughts and all those patterns trying to replay out to itself. Interesting that it's happening again. Is it my brain and body thinking that, you know, I'm going to get berated like I was in that last job? Is my body now going down this unhelpful pattern where it just wants to like yeet itself out of here? Because that's a great defense mechanism, right? Probably worked for you when you were younger. Anything, any consistencies popping out through your life? Like, and you can only, however, get to this depth or get to what I now do, not only with my clients, but myself, is I can see so freaking clearly when I'm going to fuck myself over in my job, in my business so easily, because I have just been training myself to like see this over and over. I know all my old defense mechanisms, and I still have ones that I miss. that's where I have my own coach to like help escalate and like guide me on the right path and fast track me, because I don't want to be spending any time in just ambivalence. I don't think that's the right word here, but that word, just faffing about, really trying to figure my stuff out. I want to develop that skill, master it at the next level, and also like pass that on to you guys as well. So awareness is always like, people sometimes look at me and like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just, why is the, get me to the part where I feel better. No, listen to me right now. It's very important. The awareness is so much more key than the feeling better. You just want to feel better right now so you don't have to deal with all your shitty emotions. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, you already know what you need to fucking do when it comes to your emotions. You need to be with those feelings. You need to stop running away from them like you run away from your corporate job. I feel so many people are feeling like, oh, she is attacking me through my speakers. How dare you? I'm telling you, over probably the last year, I've gotten so much more direct with you guys. You need to be with them. Here is the issue though, and the biggest issue I see with people coming onto the discovery call, they're doing that from this podcast, but it's, they need that guided one-on-one support from a coach, from someone who has been doing this at such a higher level, because they're sick of just, you know, it's, you try it, it works, you don't do it properly. Are you missing things? You're questioning if you're doing it right. Is it actually working? I'm still feeling like shit. And I'm going to point you in the right direction, which is why I keep rattling on about my Epic Work and Life program, because it's a good fucking program. My God, it's taken years. I'm talking about over a decade of psychology, self-help, coaching, all put into a 6-month program with me, helping you get there in 6 months. What is your life going to look like on the other freaking side? It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so good. It is going to be you sticking to a job, not seeing it as shit anymore, not being like overwhelmed and stressed and like, blah, I hate this, to actually enjoying it, loving it, people noticing your work, getting more done in less time, going and earning your next raise and getting that promotion. It's just, it's amazing. It is, it's so, it's just, I'm so happy about it, because just the client feedback that I've had on where they've come through from before and after, it's like their life is completely different and they are so glad they took the chance on me. And if you need more evidence, head to my Instagram, because I got all the testimonials and my website, and you can hear so much more about the program. That is all from me. I am going to let you go and I will see you next week. Hey, are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge, How to Disconnect from Work and Enjoy Your Weekend Again, in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top 3 most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.